All right. Oops. Hello and welcome to masterclass number 6. Just trying to get my space set up. My table is super wobbly. Masterclass 6. I posted in the Facebook group this morning that there had been a change of Sydney coming off daylight savings time, which I'm aware may have affected a few of you being able to attend live. We've had a few time zone differences over the past couple of weeks. So it could just be me and me on this call today, which is totally fine. I don't mind. I've got a lot I want to share with you, but I will see if anyone's going to join me live. And if not, Brigitte's here. Beautiful. Let me just minimize you, my love. Bring myself back. Just let me know that you can hear me okay if you're joining me live. So today's class, I have a lot I want to share with you. This is going to be a really beautiful and powerful class that's building a lot on our previous class. So our previous class was about building out platforms, spaces, places online, out there in the world. Hi, Brigitte, beautiful to see you. I'm glad you can hear me okay. You know, last session we were looking at building these platforms, and we began talking about visibility, and I'm going to go deeper into some stuff around visibility today, as well as self-expression. And this particular class is about now bringing yourself, your messages, your wisdom, who you are, out into the world in a bigger way, being more self-expressed, being able to share everything that you have been creating within you out. Because as I was tuning in today to prepare for the class, my guidance was saying to me, you've all been, now not just you in this course, but us all collectively, have been on a journey these past few months since we came into 2019 of beginning to activate new things within ourselves. Embody new parts of ourselves, and not even new parts, just parts of ourselves that we haven't been connected to, parts of ourselves that we haven't been aware of, been embodying. And a big part of the first part of this year has been, for many of us, we've been quite internal and focused inwardly on activating and bringing out and embodying who we really are. I feel that's been a big part of the foundation, the beginning point of this year. I'm just getting distracted, making sure I'm on the right view. Beautiful. I think I am. I can see a few other people have joined me. Who's here with me? Let me know if you are here with me live. Say hi to me. I don't know who's here with me now. Say hello to me in the chat box, loves. So at this point of the year, and you know, I've spoken about April being new beginnings, and I'm really curious what's dropping in for you, because there has been massive stuff dropping in for me over the past week based on all of the preparation work. Hi, Marnie, beautiful to see you. All of the preparation work I've been doing this year, and then now life is like, not even life, my higher guidance is showing me now, right, this is now how we move forward. This is how we now bring out everything you've been cultivating and creating and embodying within. And for me personally, and I'm not ready to talk about it yet, but I will soon, my whole life path has just changed overnight. Like literally guidance has come in. It took me 2 days to process it. It was 2 days of crying nonstop. Pretty much I'm being shown that I'm leaving Sydney. I mean, I'm really not wanting to talk about it too much yet, because it's very new and fresh, and I've got a lot of things to consider. But I'm leaving Sydney. It's been told very, very clearly to me. And a lot of us have been doing preparation work. Hi, Tash, I see you there. Let me just minimize your video. How do I stop you there? Beautiful to see, but I'm just going to hide you, because otherwise I get distracted when I see you all. I just want to talk to you all. I'm hoping that I'm on the right view, because gallery view shows everyone, speaker view group shows me. Okay. But yes, so we've been doing all the preparation work for what we're now ready to step into for the rest of the year. The reason this ties into this class is because this class is all about bringing things out now, bringing things out in the forms of new creations, new aspects of yourself being seen and heard, messages you want to share, steps you want to take. It is time to start bringing things out. The next couple of classes are going to be about that a lot, actually. So this class is about self-expression. I'm pretty sure the next class is about like your offerings, what you want to be creating and offering. It's time to bring stuff out. It's been shown really clearly to me. But this particular class is about sharing your message and expressing your truth. And I'm going to be talking a bit about that through this class today. Maybe actually, for those of you who are here with me live, seeing I have a few of you, if you want to type into the chat box, what have you been processing at the moment? What's coming up for you? Where are you at? Are you relating to this energy of they're feeling like April's about new beginnings or changes or new directions or new things you want to be doing, new ideas? That's my feeling. And I actually was tuning in, and I need to sit with this a little bit more, but I was tuning into the energy of May, and they told me the word for May was change. And I was like, ooh, don't like that word. Rather than that not be the case. And I've got to process that a little bit more and get some guidance around that. But you know, I was told April was new beginnings and May is now change. So we will see what happens from that. But today's class primarily is about looking at the self-expression of what you have been feeling and activating and embodying within yourself. Marnie can totally relate. I'm feeling big decisions coming up about steps to take forward. Definitely feeling the change thing. Yeah, that's exactly it. Decisions now need to be made around the direction we want to go, the steps we want to take, what we really want to create this year. Thank you, Marnie. I'm glad that resonates. But let's look at self-expression. Let's get into some of the coursework for this particular masterclass. Because the self-expression piece, this is the shift when we go from inner focus to outer focus. When we go from focusing on what we're wanting to create within ourselves to now how do we want to share this and express this in the world and make it visible, make ourselves be seen for who we've become, for who we really are, for what we're passionate about, for what we want to stand for in the world. Tash, really tapping into the idea of being my true self and sharing my journey with my first and second pregnancy and post-pregnancy. I've actually had a girl want to step back from my business today as she is suffering postnatal depression, and I feel like I can help her so much around this to empower women and new moms. Isn't it interesting? Sometimes when we go on this journey, our vision changes, doesn't it? And this is what I've been processing too. And I hear that in what you're saying, Tash, is you still know what you're wanting to create, say through your network marketing business, but something's begun to shift around your vision now. New possibilities have opened up, new ideas have opened up, and this different path is now appearing around what you want to do and create in the world. Big time, says Tash. Yes, and that's exactly what I'm feeling too. It's like it's the same but different. It's still similar, but we're feeling these new tangents and new possibilities now. Oh my God, Tash, I love it. She's saying, I've never had a why in my business and I feel like I'm finding it now. My purpose for being here. It's funny. I keep wanting to get into the coursework, but this conversation we're having now is really pulling at me. So I haven't shared, I'm trying to not share too much around what I'm being guided to do because it's so new and raw for me. But it's interesting because my why is getting really activated too, Tash, in that I always thought my why was specifically around my work and my business, but my why now is more around my lifestyle. And like I'm being really called to like leave Sydney, sell all my stuff and go be nomadic for a while and move around and travel. And like, I can't even talk about it without getting massive tingles going through my body. And this whole new possibility getting activated now around like, oh my God, this is what will bring the passion and purpose back to my life. And yeah, it still fits in with the work I want to be doing and what I'm here to contribute, but it's looking different now. It's feeling different now. And this is what's arising for many of us. It's pretty damn exciting. Tash, I love that you're feeling that. Well done. Brigitte, noticing that the prep work for getting my health in order is now manifesting as a new normal. I'm noticing that the quality of my coaching has up-leveled, making me think that the timing is right now to start this new course that I'll be testing this month. Interesting. I feel like we came into this year with all these things we wanted to do, and then life said, hang on a second, there's this prep work, as Brigitte called it, and I relate to this. There's this prep work. There's some stuff you have to go through in the first 3 months of this year first. Because if you don't go through this, you might start to forge forward with the wrong plan. Or you might try to forge forward with something that's not ready yet. So I feel like we've had some interesting delays in the first few months of this year that have been asking us to go through some inner processes first. And now we can see it's the right time. Now we can sort of see, oh, like this is now what I'm meant to step into and the timing is right for this. Yeah, interesting delays, says Brigitte, absolutely. And they're never delays, are they? You know, we said this in one of our previous classes, they're divine redirections, but they've been divine redirections taking us into looking at areas we need to focus on first within ourselves and then realizing, ah, this is what I'm now here to bring out and do and create. And, you know, I know Mel's not on the call today, but I know she sort of went through, a lot of you felt that through March, didn't we? We felt like, hang on a second, why has everything been put on pause? And I have to go into this big internal process now. What the hell is going on here? I just want to forge forward. And life was like, no, you're going to forge forward in the wrong direction. We needed to pause you, get you to go in, recalibrate, really listen. Then now forge forward in this direction. Oh my God, I'm getting full body goosebumps. So exciting. So the inner journey you've been on has allowed you to find clarity now on what you want to bring out. So I'm asking you in the workbook to begin to think about self-expression. And self-expression is a key part of this, around the messages, the aspects of you, the offerings, whatever it is you're wanting to create and manifest. What does self-expression mean to you? How are you wanting to be more self-expressed at the moment? And I'm sort of feeling it's about expressing these new parts of ourselves that we've been working on embodying and creating. You know, if you're following me a little bit on Instagram at the moment, I mean, my conversations are moving a lot into feminine energy, which I wasn't really anticipating, but this is becoming a massive theme for me at the moment. And I'm really actually, and I'm resisting it, the parts of myself I'm now wanting to express through my work are around my feminine energy, my sensuality and my sexuality, my divine power, and this freedom-based side of me, this woman that wants to be free and travel and be like living this adventurous creative life. Like there are new parts of me now that I want to express that I've sort of, you know, we were talking about this last session when Kate was asking me about a bit about my expression on Instagram. And what I realized is I felt confused around what I want to put out on Instagram because I know I've been changing so much. And I'm like, there's different parts of me now that want to emerge and I haven't really been sure how to bring her out. But I'm much clearer now. So how are you feeling called to express yourself more at the moment and in what ways? And I just feel for each of you, there's new things coming through that are ready to be expressed. And we spoke about this a bit last time, but the way this expression wants to come out will be different for everyone. It doesn't mean an Instagram account if that's not for you. Some of you, it means videos. For some of you, it means podcasts. For some of you, it means setting up a private Facebook group and expressing in there. For some of you, it means bringing these parts of yourself out in your personal relationships. This isn't just about communicating to your audience. How are you wanting to be more self-expressed in general? That's a very much a theme of what we're working on at the moment. I want you to think about that. And what I've been playing around with this idea of self-expression is that we need to realize true self-expression, full self-expression, authentic self-expression is always, always, always going to require some element of vulnerability. Always. I've come to realize this because I've been looking at this in my work and in personal relationships. To reveal yourself, to reveal who you are, to reveal your true thoughts and feelings, to reveal what you're passionate about, to reveal your creative gifts, to reveal these parts of yourself that you've been working on embodying, on some level requires dropping whatever mask, role, self-protective pattern you've got going on and being real in letting yourself be seen. And there is always an element of vulnerability to that. So I think maybe I said this last time, but we do need to realize that self-expression and vulnerability are just going to go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. They've got to go together. So you're just going to have to embrace the feelings of vulnerability that are going to come along with this. Because I've been, you know, you might have seen I've been playing in the space of doing weekly Instagram lives. And what I've recognized is, I can't remember if I said this last time, so just forgive me if I'm repeating, but what I realized was always holding me back around doing an Instagram live was being imperfect. Because at the moment, when I do them, honestly, the past few that I've done, I don't think they're that great. People are finding value in them, but I know they're not the level I can be sharing at. They're not that great. I'm a little bit in my head. I'm a little bit clunky. I'm a little bit, you know, if they're not as good as I want them to be. And what always held me back from doing Instagram lives was feeling that they wouldn't be good enough. They wouldn't be perfect. My fear is that someone will watch them and be like, oh, Con, that wasn't that good. Like, oh, Con's gone a bit downhill. Her work isn't that great anymore. Or she looked nervous there. She looked uncomfortable. She stumbled her words. She, you know, the video was pixelated. It wasn't a very good quality video. That was always what stopped me, was because I could never be free just to jump on an Instagram live because I was so caught up in how perfect I had to be, how perfect my message had to be, how perfect I had to look, how perfect, you know, my everything had to be. And I'm just learning how to just like press live and just go for it. Because the purpose of this at the moment is not to be perfect, is not to deliver the best live ever. It's just to get over my fucking fear and just be visible and just be vulnerable and just be real. And that is the only way we're going to break through any of this stuff. Any of you who are caught up in perfectionism at the moment, you're just going to have to get over that and let yourself be messy. And like, I hate when people have to like, I hate that people watch it back and they might see things about me that I feel are my weaknesses or are imperfect, but I'm like, effort. That's just it. That's just how it's going to be. Thank you, Marnie. She's saying, I love your lives, Connie. Love the one on the weekend. Got so much out of it. The one around exploring the feminine. Yeah, that was, I'm loving that conversation at the moment. Thank you. Marnie's saying, and I can relate to the perfection aspect. I've been doing that with my posts. And she's practicing just posting anyway, even if it's not perfect. You've been doing a beautiful job on that, Marnie. I really love what you're sharing. Tash, you need to listen to Jay Shetty's most recent podcast around 7 things to do this weekend to boost your mental health. Great point on perfectionism and working at 70%. Interesting. I've got a little bit into Jay Shetty. The guy that I'm dating is obsessed with him, and I'd never heard of Jay Shetty. I'm like, who's this person? And he's like, how do you not know this guy? I'm like, I don't know. I've never heard of him. So I will listen to that. We might even post it in the group if it will be valuable for everyone to listen to that. Thanks, Cash. Yeah, she's only just discovered him too. Interesting. Yeah, because apparently he's pretty well known, and I'm like, never heard of him. So we're talking here around what are these things that typically block our expression. And for a lot of us, it is perfectionism. So I've been exploring self-expression around in a relationship as well. And again, when you need to express your thoughts and feelings to someone, whether it's sharing with your partner, you know, what you want to be doing with your career, what you're passionate about, sharing with your partner how you feel about them, sharing with your partner around something that's upsetting you that you need help with, sharing with your family around a change you want to make in your career, whatever it is. A lot of us have so many fears, right, around expressing our true thoughts and feelings in our true self. And I was thinking about this in a relationship setting that I'm like, someone's got to be the first one to be vulnerable. There's always got to be someone who's willing to make themselves, who's willing to take a risk, who's willing to put themselves out there, to risk being rejected, to risk being shut down, to risk being made wrong, whatever it is. There's always got to be a risk. And I was even thinking around this, around the guidance I'm getting to leave Sydney. And I'm like, wow, that's risky. Like, what happens if I leave and I'm not happy? But my guidance was like, yeah, it's a risk. you just got to take a risk. You just don't know what's going to happen. So it's always going to be risky and you're always going to feel vulnerable. I'm getting off on some tangents, but around your own self-expression. So think about self-expression as sharing your messages with the world, sharing your ideas, your passions, letting people see who you really are, being messy, being imperfect, sharing who you are with the key people in your life, friends, family, partners. What are some of the fears? What are some of the things that are holding you back? I'd actually, if any of you here want to share with me, what typically does hold you back in your self-expression? And as I said, for me, it's perfectionism. And particularly if I'm wanting to share my feelings to a partner, I try to rehearse that conversation in my head so many times so that it comes out perfectly to them. Versus like, just speak from the heart. And it's going to be messy and it's going to be imperfect. But, and I'll talk about this in a minute, what I've realized with self-expression is it's not how it comes out, it's the space it comes from. Because when you try to get perfect about your self-expression, you're up in your head. And when you communicate from your head, you're disconnected from your heart and no one can feel you. You know, we've all had that experience, or we've been on the receiving end of it when someone's communicating from their head and we're like, cool, great information, but we don't feel anything. We don't feel connected. We don't feel inspired. We don't feel moved. Whereas when someone expresses from the heart and maybe it comes out in an inarticulate, imperfect way, but we feel them in it. We feel their emotion. We feel their passion. We feel the space they're communicating from. That's what we're aiming for here in everything. Brigida, it's funny. Back in the day when I taught acting for teenagers, we always pushed for someone to really friggin' go for it and to be super vulnerable. And then magic. The whole group stepped up and it was amazing. So true about needing to just go for it. Marnie, mine is the perfectionism part. I struggle with videos because of this, because I scrutinize my voice, how I sound, my delivery, but it's blocking my fuller self-expression and not doing videos. I feel this is an area I need to move into. To Brigida's point, I've noticed this actually because I'm running a women's group coaching program at the moment, and all of the women, when I host our video calls, are so vulnerable. And it's like when one person cracks their heart open, it's a domino effect. Then all the other women start deeply sharing from this raw place, and we've got tears and we've got processes happening. And I think I said this last time, I said if all the women were sitting there with their heart closed, self-protecting, nothing would happen in those groups. And it only takes one person to be vulnerable, and then it cracks everyone else open. And we have such a gift in our courage to be vulnerable because we invite that then out of other people. We get to be a role model for that. Tash, I try to portray myself as perfect all the time. I get a lot of people messaging me saying how well I'm coping, but I have bad days too, and I find it hard to show these out of fear of being judged. That's exactly it, isn't it? That's exactly it. But we know through being on the receiving end of watching those people who are very courageous in just being fully real, we know how much it moves us and touches us and how connected we feel and how much it resonates. So that's where this courage piece comes in. There's just got to be someone who's willing to get out there and do it. And it's going to be uncomfortable. But something I'm asking you here in the workbook, and I want you to think about, is where did you learn? What did you learn about expressing yourself at some point in your life that made you feel unsafe about doing it now? And this is really interesting to think about. Where did we start to pick up this idea that it wasn't safe to be fully self-expressed? Where did we get that from? Who taught us that? And when did we begin to think that we had to be a certain way? Brigida, my family. It came from my family too. Yeah. It's interesting to explore and maybe go back to some childhood stuff even around what aspects of you as a child weren't fully nurtured when you expressed them. Some children didn't have their emotional sides nurtured. Some didn't have their creativity nurtured. Some didn't have their, for me, it was my light, my brightness, my bigness wasn't nurtured in my family. I was told to tone that down. It was too much. And that is my fear sometimes of being too much. I'm almost afraid if I let this woman out, I'm like, she's just going to be too much for people. Sometimes I'm afraid to share my feelings with people, with men, because I feel so deeply and I'm like, oh my God, they're going to be like, this woman is just too much. I can't deal with her emotion. So if you uncover any place throughout your experience where there were parts of you that weren't nurtured to be expressed, I found it valuable to go back and connect with that child and nurture her in my imagination through what she needs to feel fully self-expressed. Give her the validation, the acknowledgement, the celebration, the encouragement that she needed and would have needed at that time to feel safe to reveal all parts of herself. It's really interesting when we explore this. And then the other piece I want to ask you here is, you know, what I've come to realize, because I sat there and analyzed my visibility blocks, and I still have visibility blocks, but I've analyzed them till the cows come home and it actually didn't get me anywhere. I've also done a lot of inner childhood work and it didn't get me anywhere. The only thing that got me there was being like, my fears are here, but I'm just going to step through them and step beyond them and bring them with me. So I ask you here, really, if you just chose to allow your fears and all those limiting inner stories to be there, but you still showed up and expressed yourself anyway. That's what I'm noticing. And the other thing I've noticed that I've been doing with my lives is, you know, so often we don't want people to know that we're feeling nervous, but my last few lives, like, I'm pretty open just being like, let me take some deep breaths. I'm feeling really nervous right now. And I just be honest about that. And that's been nice because I haven't had to pretend I'm not nervous. I've just been able to be like, hey guys, this is outside my comfort zone and I'm nervous. And just give me a couple of minutes to breathe and then I'll be with you. I think people like the realness. And again, it's nice when people can see that even though, you know, I've built a business in this industry for 6 or 7 years, I still have places that are really outside my comfort zone and that are difficult for me to step into. And I think I want to be a role model of that, so that people know I don't just sit here being like, everything's easy for me now. I've still got a lot of places where I am afraid. So we can inspire other people when we show that something's uncomfortable for us and we're stepping into it anyway. So how would you love and support yourself through that? And one thing that I've particularly done in areas of self-expression is, rather than, you know, you can talk to yourself in two different perspectives. And Marnie pointed out how her inner critic will nitpick her videos. And I can definitely relate to that. But you've got two different ways of approaching it. You can look at what you've expressed or created or done or wanting to do. And you can look at it from the perspective of your inner critic. What was wrong about it? Where your delivery wasn't perfect, where you made a mistake, where you tripped over your words, where you looked a little bit nervous, where the words weren't flowing. And you can judge and criticize that and, you know, totally find a million things wrong with it. Or what's worked for me and the way that I'm learning to love and support myself through this is just simply like the fact that I did it is enough. It doesn't matter how it came out and what it looked like. The fact that I actually did it is what I celebrate. So I just simply celebrate myself for either being willing to have the conversation with the person I want to have it with, or being willing to press live, or being willing to post that Insta story, whatever it is. And I simply just celebrate that. And I'm like, the way that it came out, the quality, the perfectness of it is irrelevant to me. So I'm choosing just to love and celebrate myself for the mere fact that I was able to step through my fear. And that's enough for me to be proud of myself. That's enough for me to be proud of myself. So that's how I choose to look at it. And that's the only way I've been able to make peace with this, where I'm just like, Con, I don't care the quality. I'm just so effing proud of you for getting on there. I love you. I'm proud of you. You're amazing. You're breaking through your fears. I'm so proud of you. And that's how I've supported myself through it. Another thing I just want to mention, this was really interesting. So I was at this women's circle on Saturday night, which was all about sensuality and embodying our feminine energy, our sexuality, pleasure, all this different stuff. And The woman asked us, who was facilitating it, what's some of your blocks to your sensuality and feeling sensual? And I had shared that mine is actually the fear of being out in the world fully embodied in my sensuality. So if I was fully like walking down the street with pleasure in my body, radiating my feminine energy, being sensual, being beautiful, you know, just being magnetic, right? I'm afraid of that. I said to her, I don't feel safe. I feel like it just wouldn't be safe for me to be out in the world like that. And in my head, I had this story that it was about men, that I would be attracting too much attention from men, or I would be unsafe as a woman being that radiant in my sensuality. And she said to me, is it true that you won't be safe or that you're not safe? And I said, no, that's not true. And she said, well, what is this about then? And I said, oh, what it's actually about is I don't feel safe receiving that level of attention. I'm afraid that if I was truly in my light, in my sensuality, in my power, I would just be attracting a lot of attention, not just from men, but from women, just energy coming at me because I'd be so radiant and magnetic. And I don't know how to hold and receive that level of attention, that level of energy, that level of focus. And that was interesting for me, that I feel uncomfortable being so visible. And so instead I tone myself down. I would rather walk down the street in black with my sunglasses on and be a little bit invisible. I feel safer in that. Now that's playing out in every area of my life. I still feel unsafe being really, really visible. But this isn't about other people. This is about us being able to hold and receive energy, praise, attention, love, even if it's negative feedback, money. Understand our ability to be fully self-expressed opens up the doors for things to then flow back to us. Money, clients, opportunity, other people wanting to connect with us, praise. Like we literally, through our willingness to do that, we are opening up for life to flow back abundance in so many different ways. And when we say, oh no, I don't want to be too bright, too shiny, I don't want to attract too much attention, we cut off all these beautiful avenues of abundance, all these beautiful ways that life is wanting to bring energy to us, to reward us for our courage, for opening up our energy. We shut our energy down. No, I have to hide, play safe, be small, be invisible, only put a little bit of me out there. And life says, well, how can I bring you money then? How can I bring you clients? If you're single, how can I bring you a man? How can I bring you more love, more connection, if you're not opening yourself up to receive it? It was really interesting for me to get that. Marnie, this is really powerful. So our ability to receive attention and energy reflects in our ability to hold money too, and clients and business. Yes. Yes. It's all energy. It's just different flavors of energy. So if really think about this, if you don't feel safe to open yourself up, and I'm meaning this for me too, open yourself up to be visible. This is who I am. Opening up your energy field to receive back the energy from others as they are witnessing you and experiencing you and receiving you. If you're not opening that up, you're also, not open for the clients, the business, the opportunity, the people who want to collaborate with you and work with you. It's all just opening up your energy field to however life wants to bring you abundance. And that abundance can come in so many different shapes and forms. And I remember there's a beautiful teacher named Melissa Sandon. She's a woman that's based up on the Gold Coast. And she teaches beautiful work around soul work and energy work and money. And I've heard her talk about this a lot. And she's like, your self-expression and your visibility is directly related to how much money you make and how much money you're able to receive. She said, the minute you stop expressing, the money stops flowing. And this happens to me every single time. I've noticed that every time I retract a little, I stop posting, I stop sharing, I stop putting stuff out, the money stops flowing. Direct correlation, if you really think about it. Now, I know sometimes we do need to go through these periods where we feel like we're opening up ourselves and putting ourselves out there. We're like, where's all the stuff flowing back? Where is it? It will come in time. It will. It has to. It has to. There's always, the universe always wants stuff in balance. Through your courage and willingness to put yourself out there, you will always be rewarded. Energy will always then flow back. Brigida, I think you're right. It's so trippy. It is. Marnie, I'm seeing now how much I've been limiting myself. This is just blowing me away. Yes. Yes. You know, it's easy in the story for me to be like, oh, the reason more money's flowing in is because I'm doing a launch. For example, I've got doors open to a course. Yeah, but what's actually really going on when I'm launching? I'm fucking visible. I am posting, I'm communicating, I'm sharing who I am. I'm saying to people, hey, I've got this offering, come and be a part of it. I'm out there, I'm podcasting, I'm doing Instagram lives, I'm saying, guys, check out my offering. It's easy to be like, oh, it's coming in because I'm doing a launch. No, it's coming in because of who I'm being. Even like, I don't know, if I'm dating, let's just talk about being single, sort of. I like sort of feeling like I'm not really single anymore because I'm not. This is a good feeling for me. It's very new. But anyway, let's just say I am. And I'm out on the dating apps and I'm going on dates and I'm talking to guys and I'm putting myself out there. It'd be easy to say, oh, you've got men coming into your life because you're on a dating app. You've got men coming into your life because you're putting yourself out there. You're making your energy available. You're saying, hey, come get to know me. You've opened up your energy field and you're making yourself available. And then it's flowing back to you. I love the way this stuff flows through. I was not even intending to talk about this, but I'm really, really getting it. And it's really, really true. And if you look at anyone out there who is making beautiful, big money, they are highly visible. It does not matter what strategy they're running. Oh, I'm doing Facebook Lives. Oh, I'm posting 3 times a day on Instagram. Oh, I'm attending networking events. I'm running essential oils workshops. It doesn't matter what they're doing. And we get caught in the doing. And we go, oh, I'll do what they're doing. No. It's their energy. They are visible. They are owning what they're here to contribute. They are putting it out there. They're selling. They're saying, here's my thing. Come be a part of it. Here's my message. Here's what I'm here to offer. Come be a part of it. And that calls it in. Marnie, this energy is just magnetic right now. My jaw is hanging open with this realization. Yeah, this is a big reminder for me at the moment. And it's hard. It's hard to hear, but it's kind of the truth, unfortunately. You're like, damn shit, I have to be more visible. Like I said, there is always a period at the start where you do feel, and I remember that time in my business. I'm like, I am posting on Facebook every day. I'm doing videos. I am offering free coaching sessions. I'm doing all of this. And I'm like, when is the money going to flow? It will eventually. But sometimes life is going to test you for a little bit at the start. How committed are you? If we don't bring you the reward right away, are you going to persevere or are you going to give up? Show me how committed you are to having what you want. Show me how willing you are to go beyond your fears, to open yourself up, to say, here's who I am, here's what I'm going to offer. Show me how many times you will do that before we reward you. We will eventually reward you, but show me how committed you are. Like, I remember there was several years at the start where there was nothing coming back to reward me for anything I was putting out. But I didn't stop. Oh, that was good. I'm glad that flowed through. That was a big message. So this is the other piece I want to take you through here. And I just touched on this before around expressing from the heart. Like I said, it's not what you say. It's not how perfect it comes out. It's not if you write this most articulate piece of writing or run the best Facebook or Instagram live ever. It is the space it comes from. It is the energy that is infused into what you're sharing. It is the rawness, it is the vulnerability, it is the emotion. Like, I feel it every time I come on here, and it's such a gift for me now to be able to access this energy when I communicate. Took me a really, really long time to be able to get out of my head, and a lot of courage and willingness to just come on here and literally press record and just go for it. I prep less and less and less for my classes now. In fact, I get to a point where I don't even prep at all, because if I try to prep, I go into my head. Through my courage and willingness to sit here with you in complete unknown and just tune into this energy in my body and let it move through me, I can communicate the most powerful, beautiful stuff because I'm talking from here. I feel it. The whole time that I'm talking, my heart space is on fire. I'm not talking from here. And when you communicate from that place, when you write from that place, when you express from that space, when you connect with people from that space, that's when you impact and move and inspire people, not just by what you say. And not by how perfect your message is. So how do you want people to feel when they receive your words, when they hear your messages, when they read your words, when they engage with your creations, when they attend your workshops, when they come on a live with you? How do you want people to feel? And that's why at the moment I'm feeling like my lives, even if other people say they like my Instagram live, I know I'm not fully in my element yet because I'm still a bit up there. I can't quite get into this energy on my lives yet. Sometimes I click in and out, but I'm not fully in this energy, which is why I'm not fully proud of them yet, because I'm like, I know I can go deeper into myself in them. But, you know, that's when we create the best content. So what energy must you be embodying when you create, when you express, when you write, to allow your audience to feel this way, to feel how you want them to feel? You know, this is, we're not really talking about it as much yet, but we are, you know, sales. I feel like sales isn't about how compelling your offer is. It's what you make people feel about your offer. You know, you can read a sales page and it can sound amazing, but if you don't feel anything, you're not going to buy it. Sales is emotional. And we don't want to be manipulative and try to get people to feel something. I mean, a lot of people do that. We just want, you know, you just want people to feel how much you believe in it, how much you love it, how much it means to you, how passionate you are about it. When they feel what you're wanting to create with them, they're inspired to come and join it. You know, which is why, to Tasha's earlier point, particularly in the network marketing world, we talk a lot about the why. Because it's not about what you're selling, it's about your why. It's not about the thing itself, it's about the feeling behind it. And that's why it's so difficult. Yeah, sales is about connection, says Brigida. I've been in network marketing before and my why wasn't big enough. And I would try to sell from my head and it didn't work for me. I couldn't find a why in my network marketing business that inspired me enough to be able to communicate from feeling. But I know this particular mastermind, because, and I've said this to you guys before, that because this is so related to the journey I've been on, this communicating about this course is effortless for me because I just feel it in every cell of my being. And they're the types of offerings we want to be putting out into the world. To Brigida's point, when you say sales is about connection, let me ask you, Brigida, what helps you connect with your audience? What have you found? Where have you found the places where you are able to really create that connection based on who you're being or based on how you're feeling or based on what you're offering? Just tell me a little bit more about that, because I'd love to hear more about that. So what will help you express from the heart? How can you tap into, and I would love to encourage all of you to have like a little ritual or something you do before you put anything out into the world. So for me, it's at the moment, it's a little tuning in. I tune into my higher guidance and I tune into my heart. So I sat down for this class today and I started to prep. And I read my notes and I wanted to think about what I wanted to teach. And then I stepped back and I said, no. What am I feeling about this message today? How is this relevant to my own life experience? What is my higher guidance telling me about this particular message? What do I feel I most want to communicate around this class today? And I sat in my heart and I felt through it for 5 minutes. And then it all dropped in and I was like, good, I'm ready to go. Same with the Instagram lives. I'm often feeling into, I just want people to feel my rawness and my passion about this today. Or if I'm going to write something, I want people to feel I like to write words that are emotive and really make people feel. And so I have to get into that feeling space in my own body and write from that space with something that I'm feeling, something that's moving me at the moment. And as I write from that space, my words are infused with that and other people feel it when they read it. So I just get you to really be thinking about that in the workbook. Now, the other thing that I give you here in the workbook, and everyone will have a different experience around this, and I just thought to put it in there, take or leave this exercise based on whatever resonates with you, but I'm talking here a little bit about writing and writing from feeling. Now, if you at the moment are someone that feels like you find it hard to bring out what is within you, you might find some of these prompts and exercises really interesting and useful to do. And what I give you is a whole heap of writing prompts here. And these are writing prompts that might support you with coming up with content. Content for blog posts, for Instagram posts, for podcasts, for videos, for your website copy. They're sort of things that help you reflect on your journey, your message, what you're passionate about, what you want to contribute, your why, what you want to teach, how your teachings are based on what you've experienced. And I say here as well, if writing isn't your thing, speak it. So with each of these prompts, what I'm encouraging you to do is I want you to bring out what's within your messages, your words, your feelings, your ideas. Now, you can do that by sitting with these questions and putting pen to paper. You can do that by sitting with this question, doing a voice memo on your phone and just talking out your answers. Voice memoing on my phone is a really good way for me to bring out content. Just talk it out. You might like to press record on a video on your phone, just video on the, I use photo booth on my computer, and I just talk out stuff. And I want to encourage you to find some ways to just bring out some stuff over the next couple of weeks. Bring what is within you out. And these prompts might just be a really supportive way to do it. You can talk about anything you want, but these prompts might get you, they're designed to get you feeling things and writing and expressing from feeling. For Gita, well, I found, this was in response to my question about sales and connection, I have found that humor, enthusiasm, and she said a safe place to land, like I guess they can share whatever they want and will always find light and depth because I've never encountered a personal issue I can't find empathy and relatability to. I just love connecting with people. So connection for you is humor, enthusiasm, and this safe place where people can explore all parts of themselves and you can empathize and everyone can empathize with each other in their journey. And that relatability. Relatability is so powerful for connection. Don't you think? Like if you come across someone new online and you read their story or their journey and you go, oh my God, that sounds like me. Oh, I relate to that. I struggled with that too. Instant connection. This is why, you know, a lot of people teach around really sharing your story and your journey so much, being able to include that on your about page, being able to include that in your posts, because someone will land on your page and be like, oh my God, it's like she's describing me. It's like she's talking about me. Relatability is so important. And you don't have to try to be relatable because there are billions of people on this planet who are all walking both different and similar experiences. And people will be magnetically drawn to you when they realize that what you're talking about is something they're either currently going through or have gone through. Instant connection. When you know that, you know when you're talking with someone and then they say something and you go, yeah, me too. instant connection. The minute there's a me too, you're like, boom, we get each other. And isn't it true? Like if you're talking with someone, meeting someone, or have come across someone's page and you read it and nothing in there, where you're kind of like, oh yeah, that sounds like me, that looks like me, oh yeah, me too, you're probably not going to press follow. Sometimes we follow people out of aspiration if we want to be sort of like what they're doing, but there's no greater connection than the relatability is fantastic, isn't it? And I love that humor is a beautiful part of it for you. A lot of people use humor to connect, and I love that. That's beautiful. Let me see if there's anything else I want to talk about here around self-expression. This week, what I want to encourage you to do is think more about, there's two things. How can you be more seen? How can you be more seen? Either in your personal relationships or in what you're creating online through your work, or what you're creating in a small community through your work. What parts of yourself do you want to make more visible? And how can you be more visible? I want you to think about that. And I also want you to think about bringing out what is within you. How can you be more self-expressed? Whether it's just in your own personal journal, whether it is through a platform, whether it is through, let me just get my lighting back. Sun's gone down. Whether it is with people in your life. I've got some conversations that need to happen in personal areas of my life that I've been avoiding, and that's an area where I need to learn to be more self-expressed and more honest and more real. So we'll all have our areas, but they're the key things that I want you to focus on. And embracing the vulnerability of it, embracing the imperfectness of it, letting it come from feeling, letting it come from a real place. And really what we landed on before, thinking about this, that how open is your energy field to receiving based on how open you are with how you're putting yourself out there. If money isn't flowing, if opportunity isn't flowing, if clients aren't flowing, get really honest. How visible am I being? How self-expressed am I being? Am I telling people about my offering? Am I telling people about my message? Am I allowing people to find me and hear me and see me? Maybe I am doing that, but is there any other ways I could do that? Or am I being called to do it more? This is for me as well. Big time. I've got a lot that I'm really needing to do around this at the moment. So I actually think that's all I feel to cover with you today. Let me know where you're at, and if there's anything else you want me to talk about or any questions you have. What are you feeling? What are you processing? What's coming up for you? Yeah, I don't know, that just feels complete for me. That feels like what I need to share. I've got some stuff in the homework around throat chakra healing. We can have a lot of blockages around our throat chakra, and there's a lot of ways you can work through your clearing your throat chakra energy, which is related to expression. I've linked to some articles in the workbook that might be really valuable to read that have a lot of exercises you can do and activities that will help with clearing that energy. I'm not an expert on that, so that's why I've just shared articles that have a lot of valuable information. So you might want to do some work around your throat chakra over the next couple of weeks too. Brigida says, amazing call. I'm so glad. Thank you for being here, beautiful. Marnie said, love this class. For me, it's looking at my ability to hold energy, and I need to do some reflection on this today. Yeah, to hold energy, to receive, to hold attention, to hold being visible, to hold money, to hold clients. I mean, I'll probably talk about this in our next masterclass about making money, but this has been... this is my strategy, and what I've been working on a lot with my launches is it's all about what I can energetically hold. I remember doing a launch, I think it was for my course, Slow Down and Tune In. last year, and I sat with just all these different numbers and I felt them in my body. I think I said, okay, how do I feel about calling in 30 people? Easy. How do I feel about calling in 40 people? Stretch, but easy. How do I feel about calling in 50 people? Ooh, that feels a bit bigger, but cool, I'm going to sit with that. And I think I landed on like 52 or something. I picked a number, or something like that, or 42. I don't know what I landed on. I wrote it on a post-it note. And I had to sit with the energy of calling that in because I had to be able to hold it energetically. And say I skip that number to 80, my body just goes, no. Energetically, I reject it. I go, that's too big. But I could expand my energy to be able to hold that. This is all about money. Like, we're going to talk about this next class because calling in money is all about energy. It's all about your container and what you hold. Same with calling in love. Same with calling opportunity in. If your energetic body doesn't feel safe and can't hold and receive it, it will reject it and you won't be able to manifest it. So yeah, beautiful money. I'm glad you're going to start doing some work on that. Cash, I need to do some work around why I'm scared to be truly seen. Judgment, Tash. I was just feeling that for you around being truly seen for all of who you are. There's still this piece around other people's perceptions of that. And that's just going to be part of it. You know, this is where we make a judgment call and we realize, okay, option one, be liked and approved of by everyone, but live as a toned down, small version of myself. Option two, be a fully self-expressed, bright, all flavors of myself version of myself and potentially have to deal with some people not liking it. You make a choice. There is going to be, you know, the need to lean into some vulnerability. And what I've experienced, Tash, is people do fall away, and I know it's hard, but people do fall away when you start to reveal more of who you really are. But more people come in to take their place, people who are aligned with who you really are. This always happens when people are like, how do I call in more friends or more like-minded people, you know, more friends who are on the same page, more like-minded people, a more like-minded community? You make those parts of yourself more visible because everyone's walking around trying to find like-minded people. That's what we're all looking for. Doesn't matter what you're into. We're all trying to find like-minded people. But how can that person find you if they can't see that aspect of you? Like, say you're a really spiritual person and you're wanting to call in more spiritual friends, but you're hiding your spirituality. It's like those spiritual people will be walking around looking for other spiritual people, but if you're hiding it, they can't see it. And they're not going to think that you're the same as them. You have to reveal those parts of you first. You have to reveal those parts of you first, which might mean that some people who have known you as one certain person might fall away because they're kind of like, hey, she's changed. She's different. I don't know if I align with her so much anymore. You just got to let that happen. And new people will take their place. Or sometimes some people fall away for a little while and then they circle back. That's been fascinating for me to watch. It happened a lot. Some people fell away because they were kind of like, don't really align with what Con's doing. But then in time, they come back and they're like full vibing because I'm in full ownership of who I am. I'm glad you love that, Tash. Beautiful. Vegeta, I need to work on being truly seen too. Let the chips fall where they may. Vulnerability and courage. I seem to be okay with this with friends, but business. I wait until people are signed up to show it. Ah, I've been doing that a little bit too. Because you'll see, like, you all see a version of me in here that my wider community doesn't always see. I do the same thing. I'm like, I'm going to show this certain side of myself, but then come into my inner circle where I feel safe and then I'll reveal myself. I'm realizing like this part of me needs to be everywhere, not just reserved for where I feel safe in these little communities. Yeah, so she says, I wait until people are signed up to show it. I have to put it out there first and see who aligns with that. It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Yeah, this is what we need to do. I'm glad you all get it. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your shares today. Oh my God, it looks like I might actually run class on time today. All my classes go so overtime. I can't help it. All right, loves. So much is shifting at the moment. We're in such exciting times. And I am walking the path here with you, you know, and this is what allows me to be, I've said this before, but such a relatable teacher for you all. And teacher, you know, I don't really like that term. I'm just trying to think of the best term, but is because I am in the trenches alongside you. It doesn't matter what stage of business I'm up to. I'm still in the trenches with all of this, and I want to always be in the trenches. If I'm on a pedestal and I've mastered everything, I'm unrelatable. So, you know, see how you all will gain both from my willingness to share my wisdom and my experience, but also share the places where I'm like, shit, I still got to work on this myself. You know, and then I'm relatable. And then we realize we're all the same. We're just experiencing it in different ways. So this is a good reminder for me that these are sides of me that need to be more revealed in a lot of different places and in a lot of different ways. Yeah. Beautiful, Marnie. I'm glad this has resonated with you. All right, team. I'm going to jump off. I will get this class uploaded for you so you can rewatch it, work through the workbook, come into our Facebook group and share yourself. And yeah, our next class is going to be about your offerings, making money, really figuring out the income stream. Do you want to start to open up? And we'll do more of this energy work. Oh, Brigitte, the next coaching call. Okay, I've got a post in the group about that. Thank you for reminding me. So the next group coaching call is meant to be this weekend, but it is Easter. So what I might do is check with you all in the group. If people are around over Easter and are available, I'm happy to run the call over Easter. If people are going to be away and there's a lot of other things going on, we can look at running it on a different weekend. So maybe I'll put a poll up in the group and we'll get voting around when we'll suit people. Because I had done a TBC based on Easter. So I will post in the group about that. Thank you for reminding me. And just get your feelings around that. Like I said, because I'm happy to run on the weekend, but maybe everyone will be in different places. All right. Thank you for reminding me, love. All right, beautifuls, enjoy your week. Have a wonderful week. And excited to see what unfolds from here. Lots of love to you all. And thank you again for all of your shares. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.